Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what's good? We're back again on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast Hood radio station. I'm your host, Crazy Mo Blood Fino, and my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone.
It's all good. Stay blessed.
Tonight's calling number is 347-633-9265. 347-633-9265. For everybody online, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/put'em on blast radio. That's P-U-T-E-M on blast radio. For all inquiries, just email us 1 to 3 tracks and a photo so we can add you to the flyer and put your name on the calendar. And that's put'em on blast radio@gmail.com. And that's P-U-T-E-M on blast radio at gmail.com. And you can also find us on facebook.com and put them on blast radio, you know, and it's all good. Just hit the like button and it's all love. But tonight, you know, we got Drunken Master, you know, in for an interview. So it's going to be all good and it's all love. So when he called in, we're going to introduce him to everybody and let him introduce himself to the world. But right now, I want to thank all the supporters and all the fans and everybody who's been supporting Put 'Em On Blast Radio, you know, Madman, UNG Records, you know, Bipolar Naked Magazine, you know, Pushing Dope Productions, Dom C, Julio the Underdog, Risk Entertainment, Oxford Street, River's Edge Bar and Grill, all you guys out there, Two Squad, I see you, much love. Diane, much love. Jay Smoke, all y'all. All you guys got much love. See what I'm saying? From Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast Hood radio station. And we're going to play a little bit of Black Sea right now called Fuck That Nigga featuring Young Bleed right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast Hood radio station. And we be right back.
Hey, this real spit from a real nigga. A lot of suckers in the game, I don't kill niggas. Snake homes only looking for the pesos. You like money, bitch, do what I say so. I keep a bankroll bigger than a safe pose. So I'm about to drop a load on that Range Rover. Shit on niggas and hoes with a new phone. And watch suckers get hot cause they game cold. Sucker shit, I stay far away from it. Yeah, a real nigga always keep it 100. Figure fucking the game, let the money keep coming. Now it's up in the chain and the watch, bitch, done. Now these hoes, if niggas wanna hate, get some. Then they rap like the first 48. Take the food off a real nigga's plate. I can rock with a snake, motherfucker. I'm straight. I'm straight. Fuck that nigga. Fuck that bitch. Fuck that nigga. Fuck that bitch.
Yeah, nigga going all out. I'm prepared for the fallout. With a whole lot of shit. I'm gonna bust your
ass. Like some, I got 100 on the day. Break it down. Half we, half ass. Yeah, I got my hand on the head and my favorite cologne, and now I'm reaching for my sack. Roll it up and get blown. I'm on a 100-yard dash. Number 3 on the phone, I'm finally home at last. I'm a G of a clown, and now we making a map. By the tree, by the zone, pop, we breaking in half. Black seat, my homes pop, we taking a lap. Dolomite all night, look like they're making a shaft. How we fight all life, won't be no taking a jab. First round it go down, we need to make a crab. By the time it go round, we in the way blowing grass. Hopping out the straight hound like every decade he had. I'm a ride and stay down, coming up from the past. Down south, hustle love, getting up in your ass, motherfucker.
Fuck that nigga. Fuck that bitch.
This shit bigger than rap, nigga. So fuck you, fuck him, and fuck that nigga.
Fuck that,
I ain't worried about shit that you're talking about. All haters like hoes run they fucking mouth. Knock him out just to make sure he sleep on it.
Sleep
like
on
a bunny with the battery, I keep going. Many suckers in the game, but I keep flowing. A lot of niggas look lame and they not knowing. Just a trunk and a nigga going all out. But right now, I'm counting money, trying to ball out. Till I fall like your boy coming real with it. And if the business ain't official, can't deal with it. Running laps on your haters like the wheel spinning. To the bank on your bitches and I'm still grinning.
Still grinning.
Talking to the real nigga, still winning.
Still
nigga playing while your boy handle real business. Yeah, fuck that nigga. Fuck that bitch. Fuck that nigga. Fuck that bitch.
Yeah, nigga going all out. I'm prepared for the fallout. With a whole lot of cash. In the bust your ass.
Yeah. We back on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. That was Black Sea with Fuck That Nigga featuring Young Bleed. And everybody go out and cop that new Black Sea, and it's all good and it's all love. And right now, you know, I want to give a shout out to No Face Shadow Man. You know, anybody out in the Southern California area, March 8th, go out and support him, you know, at the House of Blues on Sunset. You know what I'm saying? It costs $10 to get in. It's all good and it's all love. And DJ Chainsaw, go out and support him. You know, K-Sack Radio, you know, the Slapper Mix, all that. Much love to him, too. And it's all love to everybody. That's how it is around here. Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. But we're going to keep it moving. And we're going to get into a caller and see what's going on. And right now we're going to say what's going on. Say what's up to Put 'Em On Blast Radio.
What's up with it? Put it on blast. It's a Drunken Master, man. Live in effect, baby.
What's good with it, man? You got much love from Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station, all day, every day.
Drunken Master!
What is Dookie, baby?
You got much love, man, all the way around all four corners. You know, and we thank you for calling in last Thursday, you know, for the music industry discussion, what would do if the if they just banned hip-hop completely, you went to bed and woke up and it was just completely gone, what would you do? See what I'm saying? You know, I thank you for calling in on that topic with Madman, you know, all day, every day. But right now, you know, I just want you to let everybody know, you know, a little bit about who you are and who Drunken Master is. Let them know who the man is behind the artist.
Okay, well, you know what I mean? Literally, man, I'm a restaurant alcoholic, man, and I'm good at putting this drunk shit to a beat. You know what I mean? I mean, one of them guys that can get really loaded and come up out of drunk sleep and give you a straight song in one take and pass back out, wake up and do another song, pass back out, wake up and do another song, and then do a show and then pass back out. So they said, you know, I'm the master of being drunk because a lot of people can't control their liquor. You know what I mean? And you know, I live that life to where I take them drunk moments that people be embarrassed about or they have at college sorority parties or frat parties and make songs about it. You feel me? And it makes people feel good because, you know what I mean, the ones that get loaded, you feel me, they can relate to it because I'm really shooting it, like, from an alcoholic perspective. You feel me?
That's what's up. And what made Drunken Master, what made you pick up a microphone and start busting?
I'm going to give it to you, Ron Uncut. I started out as a producer, my guy. I was making beats or whatever. And, you know what I mean, they asked me to rap to one of my beats. And I had said a clean-ass verse. And they was like, why you not rapping, bro? Why, you know what I mean? And got to rapping, and that's how it happened, man. And I got good at it, and I had to find my style. And then I found that voice, and you know what I mean, it just so happened to come together like booty chicks, and I shitted out a bunch of hits. Excuse my language.
That's what's up. A bunch of hits is what it is. And right now, while we got you on the line, can you give out your information to any and everybody who want to connect with Drunken Master?
Okay, well, at this moment, you know what I mean, I finally became a legal citizen. So my sites right now is brand new because I always used to be on the run, so this is new to me. But at this moment, we have SoundCloud.com. You can get you some samples or some stuff, you know what I mean? I record it on the app, you know what I mean, under the Drunken Master, and then you can go to sound.com and look up Hands Down Entertainment and see the rest of the Ill Folk camp. You know what I mean? Because I'm running originals from the Illy camp that's getting it going. And, you know, I just took the Ill stuff to the maximum. So further than that, I would Gmail y'all any information to spread the word once I get my other website on.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And let everybody know about your music. Where can they find it at? I mean, besides the SoundCloud, you know, like, do you have, like, other music out there or that they can buy physically, like an actual CD?
Well, you know what I mean? I've been a real underground street rapper because I'm not no studio gangster. I really lightweight, live that life. So a lot of my shit wasn't really out in the open. But, you know, now I'm going to be able to expand it a little bit more. That's why the Put It On Blast situation right now is bringing me back to life. Because, you know what I mean, I got a resume. I didn't show with Sugar Free, Shelly Cell, Kiki Sneak, Yuck Mouth, Mac Dre. It was just I was a knucklehead and I couldn't stay out of trouble. So I really didn't push the issue to where I am now. I'm more motivated and my intention is to do better this time and not mess up this opportunity that I have. You understand?
And that's why you have Put Them On Blast Radio. We here for you and we here for everybody else out there. You know, that's what the radio station is here for, free promotion and to get the word out. Most radio stations out there, you know, they'll charge you, but we ain't charging for anything. We're a nonprofit organization. You know, that's who Put Them On Blast Radio is. We do a little bit of everything. All you got to do is reach out, and we may reach your hand. See what I'm saying? You reach out, we may reach back, just depending on what it is. But right now, I want to ask you, what makes you different from everybody else out in the industry?
Well, to me, you understand, I try to be unique, you know what I mean? I say stuff that other people might be worried about what other people thinking they saying, you know what I mean? I take chances. And plus, you know what I mean, I just so happen to be blessed with a unique voice. And the thing is I try to please myself and my fans at the same time. You know, and then on the other end, it's just raw and uncut. It's like parental advisory may be needed on certain songs, but then again, I might have some songs your kids might need to hear, because all this stuff that we rap about is not glorified. You know what I mean? I'm multicultural with it. Like I shoot it in different angles, man. I'm not only just a drunken master. I just so happen to do everything I'm doing drunk. You understand? that's the best way I can break that down.
That's what's up. And why should people accept you into this industry?
Because I'm honest. I'm not lying to you. You know what I mean? I was ill before you met me, and I'm going to be ill after the song you hear. This is real sincere. I'm really shooting to you what I feel and how I feel. I'm not rapping about being on no 38s, and I'm going to shoot everybody on every song. You literally going to be like, this nigga is ill after you hear my music. Like, I really had one of them nights before, or I've done that before, or, man, my cousin did that shit. I know what he talking about, or, you know what I mean? It's like it's late music. That's what I'm going to call it. You can relate to what I'm talking about because this is for real. You know what I mean? Smoke weed and hustle with my mama. You know what I mean? Or drink with my daddy, my drinking partner. I have things that, you know what I mean, some people can't relate to. I'm an old folks baby. I got 8 sisters and 5 brothers. My dad's 70, my mama's 65. I'm a little ahead of my generation because everybody I hung around has been 10 to 15 years older than me.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand that. You know, it's all good and it's all love. And right now, I want to ask you, you know, do you think everybody should be doing music, in your opinion, no matter if it's underground or mainstream?
Say that again, man. I didn't hear you, bro.
Do you think everybody should be doing music, no matter if it's underground or mainstream?
Well, to be honest with you, man, music ain't for everybody, just like drugs and alcohol ain't for everybody. But, you know what I mean? It's certain people that's trying to, you know what I mean, make a square fit in a circle block, and it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, people got to understand that. You know, most people don't understand that, but they got to. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good.
Yeah.
You know, but right now, you know, we're going to get into a quick little break right here, and I want you, Drunken Master, to introduce this track right here and let everybody know the concept behind it, this one called I'm Gone.
Oh, man. basically, just like I was telling you, I took a life situation and turned it into a song. When we was in the studio, niggas have writer's block. And I was on one, and you know what I mean? And I basically was making a beat. It was like, nigga, I'm drunk, and I know it.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, I'm on. And next thing you know, I recorded it and did it twice, and did some ad libs and had everybody in the house bouncing around. So, you know what I mean? I stuck with it and ran with it like a train.
That's what's up. And you guys heard it right here out of Drunken Master's mouth. This is new track right here called I'm Gone. And you heard it first right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. Yeah, yeah, we back again on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, the number one West Coast hood radio station. That was Drunken Master with I'm Gone. And everybody, please go out and support him. See what I'm saying? And everything he got going on, please look him up, Google him. That's Drunken Master. Go out and support him. You guys heard him right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio. We the radio station that try to make stars. We don't mean to make stars, but people become stars. It is what it is. So, Drunken Master, while we got you on the line, I want to ask you, when you make it to the peak in your career, how would you give back to the people?
Oh, man, I already got a plan, you know what I mean, to open me a little, you know what I mean, like a boys and club center, you feel me, and a studio, just like y'all putting it on blast for local rappers. I wanted to make an affordable studio for local rappers, and ones that really like going through the pressure and the struggle and ain't got the money to make it, but they got a talent to take it, you understand? And I want to do that, you feel me? And, you know what I mean, I also want to be a good son, man, take care of my family, man, you feel me? At the end of the day, man, and push the issue as far as dreams can come true, man, if you fight for it, man. I can have one of them charities or whatever to where other rappers that got faith in other rappers will invest in us, you know what I mean? To actually give a person a chance, like Shark Tank. Like, if you got a good invention, bring it to the moguls and see if they ready to invest in you. Well, if you got good intentions and good talent, bring it to the moguls and see if they can invest in you. I want to do that with the music industry.
That's what's up. And I want to ask you, too, on a different note, is there a positive message that you can give to the young upcoming artists coming out in the industry?
Man, off top, from my point of view, due to the ups and downs, be yourself. Don't be trying to sound like Lil Wayne, Drake, Chief Keef. Find yourself, man, and don't let nobody tell you that you don't sound good. And take the constructive criticism and make the best out of it. Don't take it as nigga downgrading you or telling you you're not capable. Use every negative aspect as a motherfucker, as a tool, as a weapon. You feel me? Whatever weakness they bring to you, you take it and use it as a weapon.
That's what's up. You guys heard it out the mouth of Drunken Master. Right here, I'm putting them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. And I want to ask you another thing. What are your biggest challenges?
Me right now is being a civilized citizen. You know, sometimes, you know what I mean, the music industry don't move to your pace. So, you know what I mean, you resort to what you know. You know what I mean, and which is the streets. So, to take it to the next level, you know, that's basically where I'm going with that one.
That's what's up. And right now, we're going to get into a quick caller and see what's good, see who out there has been listening in. Hey, what's up? Put them on Blast Radio. You live.
Hello?
Say what's up. You're live on Put Them On Blast Radio. Say what's up to Drunken Master.
What's up, Drunken Master? This your girl, Lady Illy, calling. I'm calling just to show some love and let you know that, you know, I believe in what you're doing, and you got a lot of people out here behind you 150%. If you don't believe in yourself, we believe in you too. So that's pretty much it. The world ain't ready, but he going to bring it anyway.
Thank you for calling in. And you got much love from Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. And while we got you on the line, is there anything or anybody you might want to put on blast at this time?
Me?
Yeah, you. It don't matter what it is. You can keep the names anonymous if you want, or just put it out there like that. Free to say whatever you feel.
It could be negative or positive.
Well,
I'm gonna
put it out there like this. You know who I'm talking to. You need to stop fretting and show your girl what it really is. Take it seriously, because when it's there, but when it's gone, it's gone.
That's what's up. You know that's real.
That's what's up. Thank you for calling in, caller. And right now, Drunken Master, I want to keep it moving. And I want to ask you, who really motivated you to really do this music that you're doing right now?
You know what? You know what I mean? You talking about as far as artists?
It doesn't matter as far as, like, the CD, the album you're working on, or just the whole music aspect, period. Who influenced you, whether it's music artists, whether it's a parent, or, you know, because everybody does something for a reason. So I'm saying you don't just pick up something and say, okay, I'm going to go play baseball without saying, I'm going to go play baseball because I like Barry Bonds. I like Daryl Strawberry. You know what I'm saying? I like Kirby Puckett. I like these certain players. So you want to go play baseball so you can be a star like them. That's what I'm saying when I say that to you.
Okay, well, I'm going to give it to you like this one, man, in other words. Man, as far as my rap influence, man, you know, it got to be Mac Dre, Tupac, Tech N9ne, and my nigga Favo. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I made love to them. But as far as my family, my big brother Junebug, my big cousin Bloody Loco, my mama and my sister, man, they always had faith in me, man, as far as this music, because they seen that I was talented, because I'm not only street smart, I was book smart. You know what I mean? I had a 3.8 GPA. I can actually spell the words that you hear me rapping. You feel me? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the thing is, you know what I mean? I have a bunch of talent, man. I damn near went pro in boxing. I done did acting in movies, wrestling state champion, and I done lived the gangster life, and now I'm limited to what my talent is. And my last talent right now, I ain't going to give it to you raw and uncut, is it's my music. This is what I got left, and this is where my passion is at.
That's what's up. And I want to ask you, in your own words, who do you think is really on top of the industry right now? Who really do you think is really running it right now as far as hip-hop-wise?
Well, being honest with you, the people that's on top, man, right now, I ain't got too much respect for, because they taking advantage of their celebrityism and just giving the industry whatever the fuck they want to give them. They not giving them real music. They giving that popcorn rapping and that ringtone courses. You know what I mean? So I really can't shoot it out there as far as what to do, because the people that I thought was raw at the same time is not appreciating the privileges that the industry is giving them. And that's my honest opinion.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. And do you find that hard to... for any artist nowadays to break into the industry?
Yes, because you know how it is. It's not what you know, it's who you know. It's a whole lot of unnoticed talent that's out there, just like where I'm from in Fresno. We got about, man, I can't even count on my hands and my toes how many people we got that really got the gas and they not getting the notability, you know what I mean? It's like we out here, but y'all don't hear us. That's really called sleeping on a real artist. Like one of my songs, your favorite rapper is an actor. You want real gangster music, listen to a gangster. Don't be going and feeding off what he show you on YouTube or what you think he is, you know what I mean? Say it how it is, man.
That's what's up. And do you, in your opinion, do you think, well, I got two questions. But do you think females should be rapping right now, in your opinion? And do you think it's hard for a female to get into the industry due to the way, I would say, you got sexy rappers and you got hoe rappers, you know, rappers that, you know, that come in hoeish.
You talking about the difference between Lil' Kim and Missy. That's what you talking about. Two different things. One that want to hump their way in, and the other one that use their talent to get in. And yes, I feel females should be rappers, because there's a lot of real female lyricists out there that can be respected as female lyricists. But then it's the ones that choose to be on the other side of the boat. Just like them guys that choose, you know what I mean, to, you know what I mean, change up their style just to please the producer instead of being yourself. It's all based on how you going to do it. That's just like me doing my drunken music. If I was to listen to everybody or follow by everybody's rules, none of my music would sound the way it do. You got to push your own issue, man. It's like being on the yard, man. You either going to be in the cell with me or you going to roll out.
Make love. You got a point right there. Here, Jimmy Simone want to say something. Drunken Master?
Yeah.
I just wanted to tell you thank you so much for coming to this interview. I enjoyed being interviewed with you. And the caller out there, she's very sweet, and she sounds like she's down with you. And like she said, you believe in yourself, they believe in you, and guess what? We believe in you, too. So go on and push it. You got nothing left to put them on blast radio.
Thank you, man. I love y'all for the love y'all done shot me. And on my next song, I'm going to shoot y'all out, too, man. I'm going to put y'all on blast. And that's on the Drunken Master.
It's all good, and it's all love. And until next time, everybody out there that's listening, until next time, we're going to bring Drunken Master back on, put him on blast radio in the near future so he can give us an update on his music and tell us how, you know, so we can see how his career is going and hopefully, you know, he make it to that peak where he need to be and all it takes is support. So I'm saying he can't make it nowhere without support. That don't mean just go and say, yeah, I support you out of your mouth. Go in when you see that man, first thing should come out your mouth is, how you doing, black man? Hey, can I get one of them CDs? Hey, I heard you rap. Can I get one of them CDs? See what I'm saying? Then go on with that shooting the bullshit because that's all it is shooting a bunch of shit. You ain't talking about shit. So I'm saying if you ain't talking money, what the fuck is you talking about? Shit, Drunken Master trying to get paid. See what I'm saying? He ain't trying to get sprayed. So all that other shit need to be deceased. So I'm saying don't waste your time, Drunken Master, with a bunch of people who just talking for a bunch of nothing. See what I'm saying? Only deal with the people. Yeah, make people put their money where their mouth is. Test people. Everybody who talk about, I support you, I support you, from family and loved ones, put them to the test. As soon as they got money in their pocket, hey, remember you say you support me? Hey, I got that CD right now. Hey, you going to buy it? You going to come support me? It's only $5, $10. So I'm saying you going to go buy a weed sack or whatever, but you can't buy my $5 CD. $2, you can't get $3, you know what I'm saying, discount, come on, family price, you know what I'm saying, you just shoot it to them like that, but anyways, it's all good, and it's all love, like I said, Drunken Master will be back on Put 'Em On Blast Radio once again, and we salute you, Drunken Master, and I just want to tell everybody out there, be safe. Stop the violence. We all need to come together as one. We all need to unite, and we all need to support each other. And we all need to support our local artists. No matter where you are, support your local artists. Like P. Diddy said, which is true, we cannot change the world unless we change ourselves. See what I'm saying? That's a true statement. Yeah. So everybody needs to stay up on your game and stop that West Coast, East Coast beef, even though, you know, we don't like each other like that. But there's still talent out there. East Coast got talent, too. West Coast got talent. See what I'm saying? We just need to collab together and support each other. We got love all the way around this planet, all the way to Nigeria. Everybody's tuning in right now listening. See what I'm saying? You got much love. But we ain't going to end the show yet because we want to end it with Drunken Master song. But Miss Kimmy Simone would like to say one more word.
Drunken Masters, while you're out there, you said there was one city that don't nobody hear about, don't nobody paying attention to. Can you say that one more time?
Say that again. You talking about Fresno, 559 ways, California, Central Valley, all the love
there
in the world. You know what I mean?
There it is. Well, Fresno, come on to Put Them On Blast Radio. We see you, we hear you out there. Drunken Masters is put to our attention. Now, you got to ask, come on.
That's what's up. And Drunken Master, right now, I want to ask you, is there anything or anybody you might want to put on blast at this time, no matter who it is or what it is, even if it's us or host, you know?
For real. Let me shoot this out to my big bro, man, Jonah P, you know what I mean, a.k.a. He'll Feel Good, you know what I mean, my guy, Spider God, from Hands Down Entertainment, Kusha with a K, my nigga, you know what I mean, Juju from Fam Life Entertainment, Devious, man, from RBL Posse, man. Thank you for putting me out on the soundtrack on that movie, you know what I mean? And everybody else that got love for me, man, and it's going to support me when I do this. I mean, don't buy the bootleg, get the album, you know what I mean? Because I'm coming out, and I'm coming out swinging, you feel me? I'm not playing with the game, and I love everybody, especially Put Them On Blast, because, you know what I mean? You gave a nigga 15 seconds of fame I ain't had, man, since I've been locked up. I appreciate y'all.
That's what's up. You got
Kimmy Simone. 30 minutes of fame, baby. We gave you more than 15.
Excuse me. It's all good. But like I said, we're going to get ready to end the show. We ain't got too much longer, and I'm going to get this song out here. But Drunken Master, I want to thank you again, and I want to thank the caller that called in. She got much love. Salute her, too.
That's T.O. She, a.k.a. Lady Illy, man. You feel me? Shoot
Lady
that
Illy.
Shit.
Lady, got much love. We salute you. She got much love from Raw Dog Music and Put Them On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. But right now, Drunken Master, I want you to introduce this song here called Ima and let everybody know the concept behind this track as you take us out.
Okay, you know what I mean? Let me shoot this again, in other words, you know what I mean? You know my mom, one of my biggest fans, but she not a fan of me being a drunk. She always said, ain't nobody gonna sign no drunk. And then next thing you know, I end up being a drunken master, and they love what I'm talking about. So basically, you know, I am a gang member banging at CRIP, and so I threw it in there mixed together, because I'm gonna keep gassing until these niggas sign me, you know what I mean, regardless of what I do.
That's what's up.
You got respect.
And you guys heard it first right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station, Drunken Master, Ima. And you guys go out and support him and his movement. Like he said, no bootlegs. Go out and pay that greenbacks, them dead presidents. If it ain't dead, you know,
it ain't
what it is.
I'm going to give you your money's worth. It's going to be worth it.
All day, every day, and we enjoy you, Drunken Master. And until next time, this is Drunken Master with Ima, and we out.
Love y'all.
Love you.
Cause I'm a snake, spit my heat, nigga, cause I'm a keep ripping till I blow up like a timer. Pop a couple pills, snort a little bit, Madonna. Pop you a disappear, you never find me like Milana. Keep spit my heat, nigga, cause I'm a keep ripping till I blow up like a timer. Pop a couple pills, snort a little bit, Madonna. Pop you a disappear, you never find me like Milana. I look over your chest like you drinking shaking. You know I'm on fire, so call me the fire. You ain't got no smoke, ain't got no water, so you know what's happening. 17 up in a minivan, so any man who let me, that nigga ill with devil hands. Face don't care, you know and he don't be playing. So be careful and be cautious, be careful of where you walk. And this skill and this muscle, be careful of how you talk. Rolling with my dog, like biting instead of bars. Oh, go ahead, just let it sharp. You bust like a pup, your family ain't gon' ride. Like a fire pit, your ass don't better fight. Hold on, man, you don't want me to get inside. Want some beef barbecue, man, I like it. What you want, man? Get high feet. I just do it like a fresh pair of Nike. I'm a snake, bit my heat, nigga, cause I'm a heat. Rip until I blow up like a timer. Pop a couple pills, snort a little bit, Madonna. Pop you a disappear, you never find me like Milana. Keep spit my heat, nigga, cause I'm a heat. Rip until I blow up like a timer. Pop a couple pills, snort a little bit, Madonna. Pop you a disappear, you never find me like Milana. Man, it's ill, homie. Still here to stay. Mo Flamin' was an ether and got blamed as brave. Drayden had his day. It's 2000 to ill. I've been working like a dog. Throw me a bone in the deal. By any means necessary, a million I cop a feel. Before my name on a piece of concrete up in the field. The reason why I'm confident should have been to kill. Even a couple more times and I still got no guilt. Even after watching my homies with pills get peeled. Move with the move that's smoother than silk. Ain't no telling when my time coming. Niggas get killed. Ain't no saying I wanna die, but time got zoneless. Whoever wanna get hit with hood niggas and roughnecks. No revolvers, semi-autos, nigga, banana clips. Fuck what you talking about, you get claps like clips. Nigga, it's fresh, no, illustrate me, bitch. Cause I'm a safe bit, my heat, nigga, cause I'm a keep ripping till I blow up like a timer. Pop a couple pills, snort a little bit, Madonna. Pop you and disappear, you never find me like Milana. Keep spit my heat, nigga, cause I'm a keep ripping till I blow up like a timer. Pop a couple pills, snort a little bit, Madonna. Pop you and disappear, you never find me like Milana.